Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So we're talking this week about how you can streamline your life. So Monday, we started with purging some of your material items in your home. Tuesday, we got into purging things at work, like emails and paper and things that you just don't need and things so you can clear away some of the excess in your life. Today, I want to talk about helping you to get organized and what you can do to get there. Now, I'm one of those people, as I've suggested earlier this week, that I have a difficult time staying organized. I get done what I need to get done. I do what I have to do. But I am not an anally retentive person that organizes all the papers on my desk and keeps everything in neat folders. At least through most of my life, I haven't been there. But I'm really trying to get better at it. And it ebbs and flows throughout my life. But I found that if you can surround yourself with the right people, like we talked about last week, that can make a big difference in trying to get you there. And by the right people, it may mean hiring somebody. I can tell you, you know, having assistants around me to make things good where they're very, you know, meticulous and very anal about how they handle things. That makes a huge difference. So if you are hiring somebody, especially an assistant, that's something you want to look for if you have challenges around keeping things the way you want them. It's always great to have somebody organized around you to really help with that. You know, and if it's not hiring people, it's making the right alliances. So whether it's with a coworker and somebody that can help you in that capacity, you know, a significant other in your life. And I've talked before about my wife being very organized, and she's very helpful for me from the standpoint of even tracking bills and doing things at home and keeping me organized from that standpoint is very, very helpful. Even a coach, because the coach can keep you accountable towards keep you in that direction that you want to go in, and the coach can keep you there and hold your feet to the fire. But the point here is this is we still need to take responsibility, and we still need to have discipline to get things done. So schedule in your week or your day a time to organize. Put reminders on your calendar or put reminders on your to-do list to make sure that you follow through with those things that you have to do. But getting organized has to become a way of life. It has to become a routine for you, and you have to build it into what you do. And if you make it a priority and you get the discipline you need to make it happen, then it makes a big difference. And at the end of the day, if you are very organized, your stress level just goes down. If you walk in your office in the morning and your desk is clean and everything is filed and you can find things very quickly and easily, that takes a lot of stress off you. Makes you feel like you're on top of your game. If you open up your email to a zero inbox, that's wonderful. You clear everything out. There's just something that it just takes a lot of stress and pressure off you if you're able to do it. So just strive to get yourself organized and surround yourself with people that can help you get there if you're challenged in that area. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator on a daily basis, subscribe on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always good to have a coach to keep you moving towards that desired goal that you have. And I would just ask you for the opportunity to be that person for you. And all it means is just committing. Just get here. Once a day. It doesn't cost you a dime. It's so easy to do. A couple of minutes every day. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 90-Second Navigator. We're going to be discussing how you can purge some of the activities in your life. Many of us take on too much. Most of us take on too much. Let's focus on what we can do effectively, what we're good at, and where our strengths are, and try to get some of that other stuff off our plate. And that's what we're going to discuss tomorrow. But for today, get organized, find help if you need help, get the discipline to maintain that organization, and watch your stress level go down as a result.